This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
What a call, what a game to end the NFL regular season. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. That Sunday night game, when the schedule came out and they put the Niners and the Seahawks on Saturday and they saved the Ravens and Steelers, Hugh, for the final game of the season, I was like, those two teams are pretty average. That game was that fourth quarter was drunk. Neither of those two teams could move the ball in the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter was just like touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Lamar Jackson, first quarterback in NFL history with two lead-changing 50-yard touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, and they still lost the game.
He's on the wrong side of this playoff thing, though, man. I don't feel bad for anybody, but damn. You talk about dude comes back like the storyline was he's soft.
Kind of quit on the team.
Kind of quit on it, like all of that.
Because he didn't play last week.
Yes. He comes back with the special rib protectors on. Goes out there and plays the game that he played, and it was completely out of his hands, and he still took the L.
He drove him twice to take the lead, and then again to go for the field goal. That was a 44.
Derrick Henry was toting that rock on his birthday, too.
44-yard field goal. You would think that kicker makes it. He pushed it right, and the Steelers win the North. So they are in as AFC North champions. That closed the season last night, and it closed the playoff picture. All right, we'll get to all the matchups here in a second. The other big thing from the NFL yesterday, aside from the Eagles game we were all caught up in, and obviously the Lions helping us out, didn't matter, was Myles Garrett broke the sack record.
Yeah.
23 sacks. He got Joe Burrow in the fourth quarter of the game. And then, you know, we were doing the pregame show yesterday during this, so I just kind of saw the news that it happened. Apparently, they stopped the game for a little
celebration. Yeah, and they did a little
celebration
in Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, Zach Taylor, Bengals head coach, wasn't pleased about all this.
There's 5 minutes left in our season. We're playing for our lives here. And I was never told that we're going to stop the game. And in a critical moment like that, and the refs just said that they made a decision that they were going to stop the game. And they said they tried to do it as quickly as possible. I didn't feel that. We didn't sub. We're trying to be on the ball and go and play with tempo. And the umpire just held the ball so that we couldn't do anything. And I'm yelling at Joe, get on the ball. We didn't sub. We're going. And that we couldn't play. And so, again, trying to get an answer was not easy. They just said that they made a decision as a crew to stop the game when that happened. I guess it didn't matter when it happened. It just, they were going to stop the game and let it happen.
And you weren't informed of that?
No, I was never informed of that. They didn't say one word. We meet with them in the 90-minute meeting before the game. They never said one word about that.
Did he say we're playing for our lives here?
He said playoff. Yeah, I think he said playoff.
No,
lives.
He said lives.
No. Okay, well, I
they weren't playing for the
playoff. They were 6-10 entering the game.
Yeah, they were just trying to, you know.
I mean, Zach, come on.
Yeah. It was a little dramatic. I mean, come on.
I need, you know, whatever happens, I need to implement something new with the head coaches. If you're mad about something, man, be mad. Don't act like
passive
aggressive, man. I'm not gonna be that way.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
You would have encouraged them to slap.
I would have been. I mean, I'm not gonna listen. Mm-hmm. I know if that ever happens for me, if that's ever in the cards for me, I'm not long for that job. I know that. But I'm going to go out with a blaze of glory.
Yeah, I just
that's
think
all I'm saying.
Zach was a big baby about it.
Yeah, he was. It was
six and ten. 5 minutes is making a difference.
But it was a little disrespectful doing it in Cincinnati, though.
Well, that's where he got the – how about don't let him get the sack?
That was the Paul Brown Bowl, Hugh.
Yeah, it was.
You were all over that last week.
But it is a little disrespectful.
All right, let's give our first thought on the playoff matchup. So we know the Broncos are the one seed in the AFC. The Seahawks are the one seed in the NFC. All right, here's what we got. Let's start the NFC here. We had a whole week talk about the Eagles and 49ers. First thought, Rams, Panthers, Saturday at 4:30.
Rams, Panthers. I'm leaning Rams.
Leaning.
Although, dude, the Panthers beat them.
Yeah, I know, but come on.
I know. I'm just saying.
They're not going to beat them again.
No, the Rams are 10.5-point favorites on the road.
Let me see what that.
You're not taking the Panthers' money line, are you?
Also, talk about making the playoffs accidentally.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
The most NFC South thing ever, a 3-way 8-9 tie. They all should have went home. What a joke that is. All right.
Let me look and see what this fan. Let me see what this line looks like.
You just donated to charity. That Panthers team stinks.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Panthers.
All right. Hughes Panthers. They're back. All right. The other one, Saturday night in Chicago, the number 7 seed Packers, number 2 seed Bears. Are the Bears on upset alert here? I'm seeing a lot of people.
The Packers?
Yeah. When was the last time the Packers played well? A month ago?
It's been a while.
Maybe, I mean, against the Bears.
It was, but they had Micah in that game.
Yeah, did they?
They had Micah, then they went to Denver, and he got hurt, and they lost. Then they went to Chicago.
Yeah, the Malik Willis game.
Yeah, they lost.
They lost, but... I didn't think they played awful.
Well, I mean, they only scored like
it wasn't a blowout. It was
Malik
Willis. It was a pretty
was a backup
game.
QB.
Then
they
went and they lost to the Ravens at home with Tyler Huntley. Then they sat everyone. So it's been a month since they played.
They got smoked by Tyler Huntley.
Smoked. I think the Bears are going to win the game. It's a fun one, though. It's the third time they've played this year, obviously, as division opponents.
That feels like a coin flip to me.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, the line says that.
We just stand in NFC?
We could jump to the AFC. You got a take over there?
No,
all right, let's go.
Trying to put this
parlay
together.
Let's go through them. We got
these
all week. All right, let's start there. Your team.
It's not my Jag.
Well, this might be the best Jaguars team I've seen in a long time. They've
Does
won eight
she
in
do
a row.
Anything for us?
Number 3 seed Jags, number 6 seed Bills. First thought, Hugh.
Bills.
Bills are road favorites in Jacksonville.
I can't see Josh Allen going there and taking an L. Like, I can't see it.
You disagree?
I mean, I disagree with that. I couldn't see it. Like, I could see that.
You could see that?
Sure, yeah.
Going to Jacksonville and getting beat?
Yeah.
Buffalo?
Yeah, I don't think Buffalo is, like, that good.
It is something the Jaguars are not favored at home off an 8-game winning streak.
I mean, look, if you just zoom out, it's set up for Buffalo. Like, there's no, you know, you don't have the Patrick Mahomes thing where he's, you know, where the Chiefs are standing in their way.
It is. This, if he doesn't get the, if they don't make a run this year, people are going to say it's never going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't think Buffalo's that good.
I don't either, but the AFC is really not that good either.
It's not.
I mean, this is his chance to prove how good he is.
Mm-hmm. He'll be the best quarterback in every game he plays.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right. The other two in the AFC, I feel pretty strongly about these. Patriots, Chargers, Sunday night.
Sunday.
I am thinking upset alert for the Pats.
Seriously?
I like the Chargers, yeah. You're on the other side?
I was on the Patriots with this one, but we try to make some money. We donated a lot this week.
Well, you donated a lot.
Go with your gut, buddy.
Yeah. Go with the Pats if you like.
Screwed anyway.
Yeah. Ask the kid.
He's 7. He has no clue.
Okay, so that is Patriots minus 3.5. I think the Chargers could be in that game. I think it's a very
tight
game.
I took the Chargers money line.
But the game I most feel strongly about is the Texans are going to beat the crap out of the Steelers. That Steelers team isn't very good. Mm-mm. I think last night was the Steelers.
Yeah. And the way that game ended for them, like Aaron Rodgers. I saw people already talking about they want Aaron Rodgers back next year.
Well, I mean, it's probably a job for him in the league if he wants to play again. He's not bad. He's not good. I mean, he's okay. They did win the division. I mean, it does say that
there are worse QBs out there.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly has enough in him to still be a starter. I think he's one and done, though. So I like the Texans in that
parlay. I got my parlay.
Wow. Parlay on a Monday. He was ready to roll here.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Mm. I feel good about this.
So what do you got?
I got Los Angeles.
Okay, the Rams.
Taking the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo.
Three leg? Or you added
four,
more?
I got five.
Oh, those usually work out.
The Chargers and the Texans.
What's the plus money on that? What are you getting? 20-1?
Yeah, something like that. I'm giving like for $2 bet. I'm getting plus 240. What is it? $2,450. I'm going here and gonna hit this here $2 bet.
Okay.
Be living high on the hog if I get this.
At least for a week. All right, 215-592-9494.
If I hit this five leg parlay. Mm. Ooh boy.
You don't feel
juice
confident.
Boxes for everybody.
I think you need to think about the Chargers Patriots one, because it doesn't feel like you want to bet the Chargers. You're just going with
it. I'm going with it, but the Patriots been playing. I haven't seen the Patriots play that much right this year. But it just feels like Drake May might, you know what I mean? But I'm going to go with you on this one.
Now you're going to blame me if it goes wrong.
No, I'm not going to blame anybody.
Well, yeah.
I'm not that type of guy.
Don't lie. Don't lie to everyone. All right, let's go to Dennis in Levittown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, regarding Sirianni, I believe, yes, he made a mistake. The game meant something. I believe the starter should have started. Could have made a difference in the game. Let me ask something. Did he practice the starters all week?
I don't think so.
You're talking about Sirianni now.
In terms of the like the first team reps, I don't know if that was ever said specifically, but once he told us that the starters weren't going to play, I have to imagine Tanner and the backup lineman got most of the reps last week.
Okay, because that would make sense. If you started them at practice, you should have started them there. And if we went into yesterday's game being undefeated, I think you still would have sat everybody?
You mean like the Patriots back in 2007, like going for a perfect season?
Yeah, I mean, the game would have meant something. You think he would have still sat everybody because, the seeding wouldn't have changed?
Well, I think if...
It's a fun question. I mean, last
you
year...
You said if you were undefeated up until that point.
Right, so like they were going for perfection.
Yeah, I think they probably would have.
Oh, no, I think they would have played.
You think so?
For perfection?
Nah.
Oh.
Well, I will say this. It's hard to read Coach Sirianni in a situation like this. But I would say no. Because if given what we already know, like we've won the Super Bowl, we're going for a back-to-back title, I think rest in that situation would probably take priority.
But they already would have the rest because they'd be the one seed, so they'd get the bye anyway. Right? You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't be playing next week.
Well, I guess it all depends on how banged up your team is and where do you feel like you are. I would probably say a happy compromise when you pull the starters after the second half.
Dennis, I think they'd go for it. It's an interesting good phone call. It's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, it's very hard to ever come to that point. I mean, like it might never happen. In fact, as the season continues to expand, I don't think we're ever going to see an undefeated team again. There's too many games, and they want to go to 18 soon. I mean, we haven't seen it since the 70s. Right? I mean, the Patriots did it, but then they lost in the Super Bowl. Like, we haven't seen a full undefeated season since the 1970s. I just don't know how any team in modern football could go 20-0. It just feels like too many games.
It's a lot.
I did like that question, though. Do you think the Eagles would have played their starters if they were going for an undefeated season? I think they would have. How do you not do that?
That is unprecedented.
It is.
But we've seen the outcome of what happens when that happens.
Well, you mean the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots. I mean, it's a good question, man.
I mean,
I would say they probably played the first half and didn't sit them down.
For obvious reasons, I would love to be able to be part of a conversation like that. Like, if we ever have one of those years where we're like having that debate during the week, it means they're the best team in pro football, right? They're one of the greatest teams of all time. They haven't lost a game all season. I couldn't imagine not trying for perfection. Let's go to Shannon, who's in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Shannon?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Shannon.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Shannon, what's up?
So look, the sky is not falling. Everybody, just take a breath. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a South Jersey boy and living in Fort Lauderdale for 20 years. But listen to this. So we are 11-6. Okay, we are the defending Super Bowl champions. Kansas City didn't make it. Ravens didn't make it. Who else? Cincinnati did not make it, right? Okay, I think this is what I want to think. Y'all help me with this. That Kevin Petullo, he's not good, but they're saving Jalen. He is. We will see him run in the playoffs, but smart, wise runs. But we need to see him run more, because when Jalen runs more, it opens up the run game. You get the run game going and the defense playing the way they're playing, I think you're going to see a totally defensive team. I got Green Bay beating Chicago, which means if we handle our business, we do have another home game.
Yep.
In Philly. And how about this, guys? Shane Steichen, you should have stayed in Philly. Right? Kellen Moore, like everybody's, like Vic Fangio has taught us that everybody's not a head coach. Vic Fangio is amazing as a deep. Everybody can't be a head coach. Like Shane Steichen still should have been here. Kellen Moore still should have been here. They're just wasting their time with New Orleans.
Yeah, but
it's
hard to say no to be a head coach for the first time.
Yeah, especially if you get an opportunity, yeah. Man. If they're calling you,
Let me ask you this. So could an owner offer more money to a OC that he would get paid just the same amount as you do a head coach?
He probably could, but here's the rub. Most people that are in coaching at some point want to be a head coach.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I wanted to be a rocket scientist, man, but everybody can't do that.
Yeah,
but
I mean that's something.
Well, but if someone's offering you a job as a rocket scientist,
yeah,
you would
take it.
Okay. Am I qualified to be a rocket scientist? And clearly, Petullo is not qualified.
How does anybody know if they're qualified to do anything, though? Unless you try.
Okay. So, Petullo, how long did it take us to know that he wasn't a guy?
How do we
say? The first week.
I'm not even sure the Eagles agree that he's not the guy.
Yeah. Like, we don't, like, we're
he might
all,
be
this
here
is
next
reckless
year.
Speculation as far as Petullo is concerned.
Joe, I like
everything.
Your point. Joe was saying that if we win a Super Bowl, will Petullo be here? I don't want him to be here. But what I'm saying is I want it to be positive. I want to say if we run the ball, I think it's going to be very hard to beat us. If Jalen starts running when he needs to, not when he has to, like just a balance, when the run game is moving, the defense is playing the way I'm happy we rested, because I don't think it's going to make a difference. We play our game. I don't think anybody could beat us. If the running game is moving and the defense is playing the way, and listen, the special teams need to be on their job too. They can't be doing stupid stuff like catching the ball on the 3-yard line. We could just let it go. Everybody has to be on the same page.
I agree. I mean, Shannon, good phone call. I mean, look, you can look at yesterday and the way this thing played out. It's like a glass is half full or half empty, right? Like, did they lose the 2 seed yesterday? Yeah. Could they have gotten it? Yes. You could also choose to look at it the way our last caller did, that the Packers could beat the Bears on Sunday, which means we get the second home game anyway. And the other way to look at it is, I just think if chalk plays out, right, if the favorites win in the NFC, I like the Eagles' path. If you tell me all they have to do to get to the title game is beat the Niners here and go to Chicago and win, and the two teams that I'm most concerned about are Seattle, who's just clearly been the best team in the NFC this year from, like, start to finish, and the Rams have to play each other next round, and they obviously knock each other off, and the Eagles only have to go through one of those teams to get to the Super Bowl, I'll sign up for this. So we could scream and yell that, oh, they don't have a second home playoff game. First of all, they might if the Bears lose. And two, the real story for me is that the Rams are the five. That means if things hold, we don't have to see them till the title game. Or maybe they get knocked out by Seattle, however it works. I mean, I think it turned out, if you had shown me this bracket 4 weeks ago and said, this is how it is, would you sign up right now? I'd say yes.
You're looking at the strategic standpoint from it as far as who you're planning. Yeah, I get that.
Not worried about going to Chicago. I'll tell you right now. I'd rather go to Chicago next week than have the Rams come here.
You'd rather go to Chicago than have the Rams come here?
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
So that means I'm rooting for the Bears on Saturday night. What would you rather do, Hugh? Go to Chicago or have the Rams come here?
I'll go to the Chi. I like my chance in the Chi.
Yeah, I mean,
but having the Eagles on the road for the playoffs, they don't have a great record on the playoffs.
They do not. I mean, Sirianni and Hurts haven't won a single road playoff
undefeated
game
at home.
I mean, the Eagles in general just don't have many road playoff wins.
Mm-mm.
You did it to Jim Miller. That was a road playoff win. They had 2-08.
They had one in Chicago, the double doink.
Double doink. Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey, I remember that I know it's somewhere living in the archives of social media, but that dude leaving that Bears game, talking bad about Cody Parkey, oh man, that was phenomenal.
Am I missing any road playoff wins since in the last 25 years? So the double doink, right?
Mm-hmm.
The two, they had an 08, right? They won in Minnesota, and they won against the Giants in the divisional round before they lost to Arizona. They won the game where Hugh took out Jim Miller. Is there any more? It's I know they've had a lot of home fields and high seeds, so most of these games have been here. Like 04 was here, and 17 the games were here, 22 the games were here, last year the games were here. So the runs have come at home. There just haven't been many road Eagles playoff victories in a long time. I think it's just those four.
It is.
Wow. Well, we got to change that next week. You know what we got to do? If they go to Chicago next week, we got to play the Jim Miller thing over and over. We might have to invite Jim on the show.
Oh, we definitely have to get Jim on the show. Yeah, have you spoken to him since?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to?
I mean, as long as he don't pop off, he cool.
Well, we can just dump it if he does.
I might prefer if he pops off.
I'm just saying, as long as I'm saying, all right, crazy.
We're going to start working
radio
on that.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to, be like, hey, buddy.
I am.
You know, why don't you reach out to him?
Be like, hi, how you doing?
I am so rooting for the Bears on Saturday. We avoid the Rams, and we get to have Jim Miller on the show next week. I am totally in. Sean in Chester is up. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
What's up, guys? How are we?
Hey, what's up, Sean, what's up?
Not much, guys. So I was at the game yesterday, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Tanner McKee in the first half, and I'm thinking, holy crap, we got a chance at this. The Eagles might actually do this with Tanner McKee. Then the second half comes around, and I don't hate it, but that interception killed us. If Jalen Hurts is in that game, I don't think that interception happens. In my eyes, I think Sirianni should have played the starters at least the first quarter. Give them one quarter, see what we can do. If we're losing, we're losing. If we're up, great. Take him out, throw McKee in there, and see what happens. I don't hate the fact that we didn't play the starters. I don't love the fact we didn't play the starters. Also, I think Green Bay is going to go into Chicago and just it's a divisional game. I think the Bears are going to lose that game. But that's just me. But if Jim Miller comes on the show, I might have to root for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, the Jim Miller factor really is going to sway my opinion on the game. Sean, we appreciate the phone call.
I mean, if he calls in or not.
Yeah, if we could get him on the show next week to preview an Eagles-Bears playoff game in the divisional round for the first time since Hugh, buried him in the ground, that might be worth the whole thing.
I mean, how this conversation you think going to go? Because I know y'all going to be real disrespectful.
What do you mean?
Hey, Jim, you on the phone? You remember Hugh Douglas did something to that effect, and he did this.
Jim, welcome to the Midday Show. We're happy to have you. Do you remember?
How's your shoulder?
Yeah, do you remember when?
See, that's where it's going to go downhill.
Hugh buried you in the ground in Soldier Field.
See, and then, then after that, it's just up in the air after that.
Jim, did you think it was dirty? Should he have been fined more? I mean, all those kind of things.
I'm going to put the jumper cables on him when
you're going to gas him up.
He was talking crap about you, Jim.
Hugh has been running his mouth.
Yeah.
Saying he'll do it again.
if the opportunity presents itself properly. See, this is what the boss was talking about in the 2025s. He's talking about trying to be.
Yeah, but this is funny. I mean, because it happened, right? Like,
hey, I'm starting to ask for permission to send out angry tweets now.
That was big of you, and you got a swift no this morning.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to send it.
I mean, you had one cooked up, and then you were like, can I do this? And the whole room was like, no.
I got some. I got some angry tweets. I got some. Like, yeah, the pettiness ain't left yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was ever going to leave.
I had that. I asked and he said no, so we good.
So everyone's good. All right, Jake Adelko's up. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
You know, I was starting to think differently about Tanner McKee, but and I don't know what Hugh's view was from the booth there, but I didn't realize there was a felony sexual assault that occurred during the game, so I can't hold it against him.
What are you talking about?
I think
man?
He was talking about with your way of describing the defensive end hitting Tanner McKee.
we tend not to get that pointed when we talk about stuff like that, but you kind of threw me off a little
bit. Tanner McKee was hit hard by the defense. I think we'll just say
the point of us going up to the line was to not cross it, and then you did.
You just
so
here we are. I debated. I went for it. I'm from Philly. What can I say? You know what I mean? Anyway,
I'm glad I was here to translate what that meant.
I shot my shot. You know what I mean, Hugh?
This always says
you got to shoot your shot.
Man, dude, this is why I get in trouble. Like, stuff like this. We are a whole mess.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Being called off for that one. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I feel like Joe dropped the mic on the whole situation and said, what if those three people that got hurt were three starters? I mean, pretty much the book closed on that. That's a great point. And then as far as, you know, like they're talking about Devontae getting 1,000 yards versus holding out Saquon last year. I'm sorry, but Devontae Smith 2025 is not Saquon Barkley 2024, not even close to the importance that he was to the team last year.
It's not. You don't have to play the offensive line to get Devontae a few catches. You know, you have to play the whole offensive line to get Saquon the record.
There you go. Yep, that too. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have. I know you're cycling through callers quick today.
You got it, Jake. I'm sure we'll talk later in the week. Good stuff, Ben.
Way to go.
Yep. Well, it's basically your fault. I mean, you led him down that path.
I didn't know he was going. Listen, I go right up to the line, man, all the time.
Well,
I don't cross it.
Well,
okay, sometimes I cross it.
Yeah.
But I went right up to the line, and I left it there. And that's why he kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, he did. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Of course, we'll check in with you people. Yeah, we haven't heard from you people in a few weeks, right? Just because we had wasted time off.
Locked and loaded.
I'm sure they're excited to talk to us. Also, and look, we're having a lot of fun on the show today. We always do, and we're looking forward to a playoff week. But we want to give the floor to Hugh Douglas. He has an announcement to make, a pretty big one, on his future here at WIP and what's going on with Hugh. So he's got the floor next. Stay tuned. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas on his future next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.